Al Cintron on the Fan. The number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Just sharing some touch football stories back in the day with Marco before his update and after his update. We were some dumbass kids, but that's what made us us. Mets, bottom of the eighth, up 3-1, two outs. Can they kick off the biggest road trip of the season? On a winning note, we'll find out. Aaron Rodgers is not starting. He's not playing at all versus the New York Giants. Who cares? Do you care? Even Madden 25 ratings think Daniel Jones stinks. We'll share those later. Plus, you know, usually doing one of my shows here every now and then, try to find out, you know, what the audience thinks in their lifetime, the greatest football player at each position. We'll do running backs, wide receivers, quarterbacks in your lifetime that you've seen in your lifetime. We're going to start with the Yankees while the Mets still play. And that's end of eight. Mets up 3-1. Means we're going to have trumpets on the road versus the Fathers. And the Yanks can, you know, take care of business at home. Rubber game versus the Guardians. It was Gerrit Cole versus Gavin Williams. And the Yanks did what they had to do. Take two out of three from the Guardians. Shut them out. And Aaron Judge, once again, another home run. Just imagine the first 6 weeks of the season, if he didn't get off to the terrible start that he did. He'd probably hit 80 homers this year. 80. And as Marco said during his update, he's looking to become the third player to have multiple 60 home run seasons. Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire. We know those two on the sauce. Aaron Judge is on pace to hit 61 homers. I'm not a big on-pace guy, but that's been all over the place today. Yesterday, I should say, because it's now officially Friday. Giancarlo Stanton hits a three-run homer. Wells drives in an RBI. He should be playing every day. And for back-to-back starts, Gerrit Cole, who struggled five walks, only two Ks, but back-to-back starts of six innings and zero runs. This is what you wanted to see out of the Yankees. And by the way, the Orioles did lose versus the Dodgers. And I mentioned on the shows this week, the Orioles play way tougher competition. They lost two out of three to the Mets. They get shut out at home versus Houston. The Yanks handle their business versus the Guardians. And the Yankees go back to a stretch of playing under 500 teams. And those teams currently at the moment are the Rockies at home, the Nats, they go to Washington, home for the Cardinals, at the world champs, who are not the world champs, don't look like the world champs like of last season, and they go to Chicago to play the Cubs. All of those teams are under 500. And I said at yesterday morning show, I felt like I slept here, but I did go from here to the hotel, then home, took a little nap, and now watching the Met game. The Yanks, this is their opportunity to take control of first place, take control of the best record in the American League, and take control to have home field throughout the postseason. I mean, there's no excuses. The schedule is soft. The Orioles, meanwhile, play four with Houston, and then three with the Dodgers. Well, as like I said, A-Rod says, the Dodgers. It's time for the Yankees to get fat, as they say. This is the stretch. For the Orioles, after they play Houston and L.A., they play three with Colorado, at Colorado, and things get wacky in Colorado, regardless of their record. And then three versus the worst team I've probably seen in my lifetime, the Chicago White Sox. But what's going on with Aaron Judge in the Bronx is absolutely sick. And not sick as in you need a vaccine or anything like that. Sick as in unbelievable. What he is doing is unbelievable. There's no way you can hate on what he's doing. None at all. Whether you're a Yankee, a Met fan, a Red Sox fan, an Oriole fan, none. Just sit back and watch and enjoy his brilliance. A humble superstar. Megastar. The best player in baseball right now. What he's doing is phenomenal. And if you're hating on that, you have issues. Now, for months I've been saying it's the pitching I worry about the most with the Yankees. It's what I worry about the most. And who's on the mound versus the Nationals later on today? Everyone's favorite Yankee, Carlos Rodon. Versus the Rockies, I should say. Sorry. I got ahead of myself there. Carlos Rodon. 7:05 start time. Tickets still available. Had a clunker versus Detroit the last time out. We'll see how he bounces back. Let's see if that was just a bump in the road. Or does he go back to being Carlos Rodon? But the Yankees did what they had to do. 2 out of 3 versus the Guardians. A winning team. A team they could very well see in the postseason. Did what they had to do. Level of confidence, Yankee fans. This next stretch of games, do you feel the Yankees will pull away, win the division, to take control of the division? Or do you think they'll still stay around the way they've been playing the last 2 months plus? And that's under 500 baseball. If the Orioles would have been able to play solid baseball, they'd be in first place by a couple of games. If the Yankees were able to do it, they'd be in first place by a couple of games. But both teams, for the most part, have struggled since getting off to great starts. But I feel the Yankees will take control. The schedule softens up, and the Yankees will take control of first place because the Orioles have all sorts of problems with their pitching. Bullpen, they're starting pitching. I mean, a lot of problems. Their lineup, sensational. Their pitching, not so much. They traded for Trevor Rogers. Believe they sent him down. They gave up 2 top prospects for him. That hasn't worked out. Traded for Dominguez. That hasn't worked out. Craig Kimbrell. We all know how that goes in big spots. This is a prime opportunity for the New York Yankees to take control of the division, to have home field advantage in the playoffs, and let the baseball world know that you're going to have to go to the Bronx to win a World Series. 888-808-1019, the star of Bruce and Flushing. Bruce, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Al. Before I get to the Yankees, I want to clear up something. Somebody gave you some bad information, and I believe I know which person said it because he called up Keith. I never said that you lied about your source. What I said was that Al House saw us about the Mets giving him a blank check and wanted to get Keith's take on that and wanted his opinion about Soto. And then I said, quote, he also said that Soto would enjoy playing with the Mets better because they're a different kind of a clubhouse, different kind of team. Mm. Now I said, I don't know if he has a source on that or not, or that was conjecture. But I never said you lied.
All right, well, it's all good, Bruce. We can let bygones be bygones. All good, brother.
Okay. I just, want to let put the facts on the table.
No, we're good. Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Now the Yankees.
Sure.
I saw a stat on the Fox postgame show, which was really struck me amazing. Do you know the last 5 games Burns has an ERA of over 8?
Yeah, he's come back down to earth. I know he got rocked by the Red Sox, and he gets rocked today Yesterday, I should say, versus the Astros. That's the thing I worried about with Burns. I talked about it when, you know, we talked about he's going to get $200+ million, $250. I worry about that with him.
Yeah, and you're right. This could be a pivotal point in the season for the Yankees, because if they can beat Colorado 2 out of 3 or even sweep them, and Baltimore loses, they have a 4-game series. They already lost the first game. If they lose 3 out of 4 to Houston, Yankees could be up 3 or 4 games by the time Tuesday rolls around.
Yeah, and like I said, the schedule is really, really the next 5 teams they play. I haven't gone beyond that. I'll look further. They have the Rockies, who stink. The Nationals, they stink. The Cardinals are a couple games under 500. The Rangers have been terrible this year, decimated by injuries. They have more starting talent in the minors in DeGrom, Scherzer, and Rocker than they do in the majors. And the Cubs are a couple games under 500. This is the time to pull away.
Yeah. And where's all these people who called up 2 or 3 years ago and said that Judge was overrated and that Judge really is not that good? Guys, ladies, why don't you call now? Because, and this is what I hate about talk radio. People overreact. They don't let plays develop. They're doing the same thing with Volpe now. They're saying now Volpe is a bust and he's no good. Let the kid develop. And all the people who said that Judge is overrated, why don't you call up tonight?
Yeah, Bruce, I don't know if you heard me this week. I've been saying that Anthony Volpe cut him some slack. He's 23 years old. You know, he got rushed to the minor league system. The kid won a Gold Glove last year. You know, he's going to have his ups and downs. And just think, when it comes to shortstop and closer in this town, you're always going to... Yes! Vientos comes through. You're always going to have in this town, you're going to be compared to Derek Jeter as shortstop and Mariano Rivera closer, and it's just not fair.
Yeah, and with Jazz coming back tomorrow, you're going to see the Yankee lineup, Lenson, and I'm feeling it's going to be a very interesting next few days for the Yankees. Take care.
All right, Bruce, thanks for the call. Yeah, it's going to be a real, real interesting stretch of games for the Yankees. They have an opportunity to really take control of this division. By the way, Mets up 5-1. Mark Vientos delivers again. You think Buck's feeling a certain way right now? They didn't give this kid a real shot last season.